The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Conversation for you.
There's a serious side to this. We heard very recently about the poor gentleman who died as a homeless man on the street. And the SOS bus, not necessarily looking after the homeless, but looking after people on the street, liaising with the homeless as well. You do a raft of wonderful work.
Yeah, we're out every Friday and Saturday night working with the homeless, but with other people who, at a time of crisis, come to us. We also operate response minibuses, and we traverse the city actually looking for people in crisis. It was a tragic event that happened with the death recently, and we signpost homeless people to different organisations that are set up to care for them.
And how difficult is it when the staff tend to be out and about, Joanne, when you're dealing with people, because they're in all states of mind, aren't they, from the really seriously ill and depressed right through to the jolly and annoying?
Yes, we look after really anyone who presents themselves at the SOS bus or anyone who we come across on the streets at night time. And our volunteers are trained in mental health issues, a whole range of brief interventions to work alongside them. But sometimes it's just about people who want to have a chat. Maybe they haven't talked to anyone all day, and to come up and have a pancake and a cup of tea at night time can be the best intervention right there at 2 or 3 in the morning. And then, like Pete says, we can signpost people on to more in-depth services.
Yeah, you don't just do pancakes, but you do soups and all sorts of stuff, don't you?
We certainly do. The famous chicken soup, yes.
Couldn't be. Where would you be without an SOS bowl of chicken soup? And the paramedics who are out and about with you, these are skilled people.
Yeah, we have medics that are out with us every Friday and Saturday night dealing with anybody who presents themselves on the bus. Again, that's about helping people in a time of crisis, but also looking to ease the pressure on emergency departments. If we can take people and treat them on the bus for minor things, again, it helps with the emergency department.
Only in Belfast, or are you working elsewhere?
At present, only in Belfast. We have been looking at developing that further, and we're in negotiations, but primarily in Belfast at the minute, Frank.
And the funding, there's some government funding, there's a lot of charitable input, there are people who probably make donations and do it in an anonymous and private way. Are you challenged financially?
Raising funds, like for any charity, is always a challenge, and we have a variety of ways that we raise money. Like today, we have about sort of 12 events that we would run throughout the year to raise our own funds. We get some funding now from the Public Health Agency and a lot from different trusts. But it costs about £22,000 to put the medics on the bus, and again, to run our whole services, that's including our food programme and our schools programme, it's about £280,000 a year.
So very well established. Absolutely. Finally, Joanne, what's your advice to some people who may be using your service who really shouldn't need it? They've got to plan ahead a bit more at night, don't they? They've got to be aware of the dangers on the street, that taking too much alcohol is going to leave them in a state of stupor, so to speak. You must have some advice for them.
Yeah, it's a really good idea to make a plan of how you're going to get home before you go out, and stay with your friends or whoever you've gone out with. We have the old idea of putting £20 in your shoe just in case you lose your purse, and make sure you've got money for a taxi to get home. But people are always welcome at the bus, and if something happens, like the battery on your phone dies, you're welcome to come and get it charged so you can call someone for a lift home or to work that way. But yes, I think it's about pre-planning and making sure that you stay together.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 07 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.